match analysis.
Hello and welcome to Crick Info Talk on the final day of England's series in New Zealand, where they have wrapped up a 2-1 victory after coming from behind after losing the first test in Hamilton. They've won a very handsome victory in the final test at Napier. Alongside me is the former England coach David Lloyd, who has been witnessing a topsy-turvy match that finished with a bit of a flourish.
Well, you think back to England being 4-3 after winning the toss on day one, and that's it, series over. But they've shown great character to come back. Some wonderful performances from England's players, and in particular from England's emerging players. That's something that's come out of the interviews after the game, with Peter Moores and Michael Vaughan saying that they're excited at the makeup of the team. The emerging players have really responded in this series, and Moores also saying that there's competitive attitude in the dressing room. And what he's referring to there is that Hoggard and Harmison, with all these wickets, 460 wickets, will have to work their way back into the team. Panesar outstanding today, his 40 odd overs, and again he just said that he thoroughly enjoyed a long ball. He's been a bit part player in the series, as you'd expect it to be. He might have just had a holding role in previous matches, but when it really mattered and the batsman got the runs on the board, classic test match cricket really, when you get to day 4 and 5, over to the spinner, and he is the real deal. I just cannot get enough of Monty Panesar. He's got a beautiful action, he spins the ball, and he's a genuine threat all the time.
Well, he finished with a career best 6-foot, but he took a little bit of tap towards the end thanks to an unlikely source, young Tim Southee.
Well, he was on a mission to lose as many cricket balls as he could. They were flying out of the ground. So many sixes. I think he hit 9 sixes. He had fun. 19 years of age. He scored a rapid 50 and took 5 wickets. So for New Zealand, they haven't had many pluses. Everybody talks about what positives. But Tim Southee, as an under-19 cricketer, has come into Test match cricket. He will obviously come to England. He'll find it better in England. He'll have a Duke cricket ball, and he might just have a little bit of moisture in the pitches. So, he had fun at the end of the innings, and he gave England the run around, and one or two of the ball was suffered. It took Ryan Sidebottom. He just threw him the ball, just hit the top of off stump. It was Chris Martin, the walking wicket, who was in there, and he duly did that. So Sidebottom, with his 24 wickets in the series, has more than doubled any other bowler, and again, he has been a captain's dream.
It was a fitting end for Sidebottom to wrap up the match, but it's been a promising series all told for England, especially given the way they began it.
Yeah, I think they'll be really thrilled, and from Peter Moore's perspective, he can tell that he's looking to build a team, and there's now a backbone of younger players, and as Michael Vaughan said, energy in the team. But from his viewpoint, Moore's, he needs a result along the way. I mean, if he'd have lost here, it would have been an absolute disaster. So a coach will have that vision of trying to build a team, which inevitably will mean younger players, but he needs that little bit of luck, and he didn't think he were going to get it after Hamilton, one down in a 3-match series. But the response has been excellent from the players, which gives him breathing space, because we're not alike in England. I mean, if it's doom and gloom if you lose, and it all falls onto him, the coach, when he's actually looking a bit wider, he's got a bigger picture. So the result surely helps Peter Moores. Michael Vaughan needs some runs, and he said it in interview. He said, "I'm not trusting my game at the minute, and the shot that I got out to," he said, "I was embarrassed to walk off. It was an absolute hack."
Well, at least the rest of the top order seem to be back in the runs. England's prospects for the return series in May looking a bit better now.
I'd be unbelievably bullish about that. I don't think these batsmen, New Zealand batsmen, can cope. I just don't think they're good enough. It's wafer thin. Stephen Fleming, and it's been an emotional test match for Stephen Fleming, bowing out of international cricket. What a wonderful ambassador he's been for New Zealand. Without him, I can't see them coping in England. I'm not looking at 5-day test matches, I'm looking at 3 and 4.
Well, Stuart Broad, another man who's really emerged in the last couple of tests, he must be looking forward to getting a decent run on the side now.
He's got a spark of his dad, he's got some attitude in him as Stuart Broad. He's got a baby face, people think he's only about 12 or 13, but you marvel at the way he keeps running in. He bowls a strict line, he's quite happy to move along the crease, close to the umpire, wide of the crease. His line is excellent, his pace is improving, he's getting quicker, and he's showing that he can bat, and he's a wonderful fielder. What a great thing for England that a 21-year-old is performing in the matches and helping to win matches.
Well, it's been a fun series to watch. I mean, particularly the grounds we played at. It's been quite a triumph for New Zealand, hasn't it? The venues they've chosen for this series.
Well, it's been memorable for so many people who have come over from the UK on the holidays or working, like we all are. It's a stunning place to visit, the grounds are proper cricket grounds. And the other thing I would say is that these teams have played tough cricket, but there's been a tremendous amount of respect from both sides, which other teams around the world, and you know exactly what I'm talking about here, can heed that and look at that. It's one word, is respect, but it's a massive word. Respect for your opposition and respect for the officials of the game, and this lot have played in a great spirit.
Well, David Lloyd, thank you very much for all your thoughts all throughout the series. You've been listening to Crick Info Talk from New Zealand.
This is Crick Info Talk